USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is extending the White House's social distancing guidelines for coronavirus. In an interview on Fox News, President Trump says the recommendations are being extended through April 30th.
We just want to do it right. So we picked the end of April, the last day, April 30th, as a day where we can see some real progress.
Johnson & Johnson is going to start human testing of an experimental coronavirus vaccine by September. Company CEO Alex Gorsy says the vaccine could be ready for emergency use authorization in early 2021.
We've got the production capabilities to be able to ramp up production of this in a relatively short period of time so that it can become available.
Gorsky also telling NBC's Today show that Johnson & Johnson have been hit hard by the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I look at balance of nature and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it. And it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
New Yorkers who ignore social distancing orders could pay a price, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio says people who break social distancing rules in that city can be ticketed and fined up to $500. The state has ordered non-essential businesses to close. It's banned gatherings of any size and ordered people to stay at least 6 feet away from others. The mayor is saying that fines will be a last resort, but he's authorized police officers to issue citations to people who don't comply. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
John Deere is suspending operations at one of its Iowa plants after an employee tested positive for coronavirus. John Deere management says the Dubuque Works facility will temporarily suspend operations today until further notice. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A well-known country music star has died from coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes a look back.
Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Joe Diffie, who had a string of hits in the 1990s, has died after testing positive for COVID-19. Diffie, on Friday, announced he had contracted the virus, becoming the first country star to go public with such a diagnosis. Diffie's publicist, Scott Atkins, said the singer died in Nashville, Tennessee, due to complications from the virus. He was a native of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and was a member of the Grand Ole Opry for more than 25 years. He had hits like Honky Tonk Attitude, Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox, Bigger Than the Beatles, and If the Devil Danced in Empty Pockets.
Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
He shared a Grammy Award for Best Country Collaboration for the song Same Old Train with Merle Haggard, Marty Stewart, and others. Joe Diffie is survived by his wife Tara and 7 children.
Rock from the sun.
He was 61.
A new date is set for the Tokyo Olympics that were postponed over the coronavirus. An International Olympic Committee spokesman says the Summer Games will now start July 23, 2021, with closing ceremonies scheduled for August 8th. For more news, check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.